Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at chronic pain and mortality, and finally, a story about artificial light and sleep. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 602, recorded August 11th, 2017. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online, today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/T-Eglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. People who have chronic widespread pain die earlier than those without chronic pain, reported new research from the United Kingdom, and lifestyle may play a significant role in their mortality. The evidence is now clear that persons with chronic widespread pain experience excess mortality, according to the researchers who publish in the Annals of Rheumatic Diseases. The UK Biobank results considerably reduce uncertainty around the magnitude of excess risk and demonstrate that the risk is unlikely to be due to the experience of the pain per se, but is substantially explained by lifestyle factors associated with having pain, such as poor diet, low levels of physical activity, smoking, and higher BMI. This is the largest study to date to examine the relationship between chronic widespread pain and mortality, according to the authors, and has considerably more detailed information about potential mediators of any excess risk associated with widespread pain and death. The study's conclusion stated that evidence is now clear that persons with chronic widespread pain experience excess mortality. The UK Biobank results considerably reduce uncertainty around the magnitude of excess risk and are consistent with the excess being explained by adverse lifestyle factors, which could be targeted in the management of such patients. Surf to our show notes for links. A recent study published in the journal Ophthalmic Physiological Optics looked at the relationship between artificial light and sleep. Exposure to increasing amounts of artificial light during the night may contribute to the high prevalence of reported sleep dysfunction. Release of the sleep hormone melatonin is mediated by the intrinsically photosensitive retinal ganglion cells, known by its acronym IPRGCs. This study sought to investigate whether melatonin level and sleep quality can be modulated by decreasing nighttime input to these intrinsically photosensitive retinal ganglion cells. The study concluded that the use of short wavelength blocking glasses at night increased subjectively measured sleep quality and objectively measured melatonin levels and sleep duration, presumably as a result of decreased nighttime stimulation of these IPRGCs. Alterations in these IPRGCs driven pupil response suggest a shift in circadian phase. Results suggest that minimizing short wavelength light following sunset may help in regulating sleep patterns. Remember to discuss all health recommendations with your qualified healthcare professional. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Dr. Henry Link. We generate fears while we sit. We overcome them by action. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Igloe.